Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember served sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lift it back, I'm down in this. You say with my boobie tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westy world with my face up. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Bitch,
sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off my stage. I'm the Sandman. Get the fuck off my dick. That ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama's couch in polo black. Hey, this shit way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from AC. Hey, Obama just paged me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most think y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that Grey Poupon, that AV Young, that TED Talk. Hey, watch my soul speak, you let the med talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble. Bitch, sit down.
Be
humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Iman Jade. I have my co-host on the line, Keisha Taylor, as we wait for other people to trickle their asses on in. What's good old black gal?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a week, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I made it.
We made it to Friday. We made it. You know, we made this shit, and we're here, and along with everything else, we want to bring some kikis to the world. So we're going to bring some kikis to you all while we talk about some things, and we're going to check in on the people, see how they're holding up this week. We're going to get Dre on in here. What's up, Dre?
Hello.
Not hello.
That's what he said. Yeah. Already.
Right.
All right.
Hello. Just understand that I have already started drinking. So we drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things while we are trying to bring you some type of joy at the end of every week. We do. So this week, so if you all have noticed, we've been watching shows lately because, you know, we've been trying to keep things light during this whole pandemic thing. So while we've been sitting at the house, we've been catching up on shit. We've been binge-watching some shit. And so this week, we're talking about the show All American. I have finished all three seasons. Taylor, have you finished all three seasons?
Yes, I have. Wait, three seasons?
I think it's two or three seasons. Wait a minute. I might be thinking about Black Lightning because I just finished Black Lightning, honey. And Black Lightning took me through too many changes. It might be two. Whatever
it is on Netflix, I've seen all of them. And this show irked my nerves. I'm going to tell you why. It irked my nerves. And I never say that. It irked my nerves because so Spencer gets recruited to come play football over there in Beverly Hills. Now, Spencer live in Crenshaw, okay? He live in Crenshaw. He got his mama and his half-brother. And, that's his full brother because we found out that ain't his daddy. So, yeah, it's his brother. So his mama and his brother, they live in this little tiny house in Crenshaw. So now he is being recruited to go play football in Beverly Hills. And every single chance that this child gets, he is in Crenshaw. Just in Crenshaw. And in every other episode, he getting his ass beat or he getting punked in every other episode. Sir, you are playing football in Beverly Hills, okay? You're in a new school. It's in Beverly Hills. You live in Crenshaw. You got to take 85,000 buses to get from Beverly Hills to Crenshaw. Why is you over there every other day? Why?
Why? You're only supposed to be there on the weekend. That's what his mom negotiated for him. Like, you can come home on the weekend.
Like, every day, you just in the hood. And then on top of that, you're getting yourself in trouble. You're getting everybody else in trouble. Like, sir, go sit your football playing ass down somewhere. Now you want to be an activist. You want to be an activist because you in Beverly Hills. Excuse me, sir. Sir, you playing on a bigger stage. Okay, you playing football in front of people that they don't even know where the hell Crenshaw at. Okay. They ain't never been past it. They don't know where it's at. Why is your ass in Crenshaw every time I turn around? If you don't go over there and play football in between them goddamn palm trees over there and sit in somebody's pool and relax. Every time
you were determined to have that boyfriend in the pool.
What else you got to do? Okay, excuse me. He got the little raggedy job at the fancy bistro. It's not even a restaurant. Excuse me, it's a bistro. Okay. All right. Then you got your football. Like, sir, you are playing in a bigger arena. You need to be focused on that. Your football should be taking you to the next level. You're now being recruited by colleges. Why the hell is you in the hood with Coop? Because Coop got her ass beat because she wanted to be a gangbanger. Excuse me, ma'am. You should have been a better gangbanger. Ain't nothing I can do about it. You want to know why? Because I'm over here in Beverly Hills with my Beverly Hills friends playing Beverly Hills football trying to get my black ass and my family out the hood. And I got a problem with his mama. So when Tay Diggs came to the house, yes, I got a problem with his mama. So when Tay Diggs came to the house and said, hey, I want him to come play in Beverly Hills and play football, at no point was you like, well, listen, okay, he could go, but I'm going to need something in return. I need to get my black ass out of Crenshaw. You said, no, I'm going to stay right here and work wherever the fuck I work at and go to night school. Had that been me, excuse me, sir, so you want my son to go all the way to Beverly Hills and you think I'm going to be comfortable with him on public transportation going back and forth between Crenshaw and Beverly Hills? No, I'm going to need to be in Beverly Hills too. I'm going to need to go too. I know you got a guest house. I don't know. You talk to your school ball head wife and figure that out, but I'm going to. She never wanted to get out there. She never wanted to do none of that. She came up there and visited him one time. I'd have visited, never left. They got 50,000 rooms in that house. They wouldn't have found me. They wouldn't have found me.
Golly.
They wouldn't have found me. No. And by the time they found me, it'd have been too late. It'd have been too late. Here.
You done,
I'm here now.
You already got your room. You got a key.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got snacks and everything. Mm. I'm fine. I'm here. Don't worry about me. And then I've been there long enough so I know how the house flow. So now I know when is a good time to get in the pool to begin with. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Because they did have a nice pool.
They had a nice pool. They had a nice kitchen. Let me tell you something. It wouldn't have been no going back home for what? I got an iPhone. You got an iPhone. It's called FaceTime. You understand me? If he could FaceTime his brother to help him with his homework, he could FaceTime his mama to say hi. Like everybody else in America. No.
Oh, wait. So what you're saying is, once you make it out the hood, you stay your ass out the hood.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Right. Okay.
That is correct. 4,000, Alex. That is correct. Yes, I'm not coming. Especially that, like, it's people getting shot on the corners in broad daylight. And you think I'm about to come back here? I'm going to risk my future. I can't help you if I ain't got no future. You see what I'm saying? I got to get to where I'm going first, and then I'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not coming back while I'm trying to get there. No, 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 no. I got to get there first. Because look what happened. Him trying to get there, running back and forth to the hood, now he done got shot in the shoulder. How you going to play football? You ain't got no damn arms. How you going to play football? How? You can't. You can't. You can't do it. You can't do it. Especially the position he plays. You're going to need that. You're going to need that. You're going to need it. Because you wanted to be out in the hood and you wanted to piss off the local blood gang. Now look. Now you can't even get your orange juice. Can't even get your orange juice. And besides that, you ain't got no feeling in your hand. You can't even squeeze a booby now. Because you wanted to be Mr. Mouth Almighty in the hood. Now look. Now you can't even squeeze a booby.
You know what? I'm glad you repeated it because I wanted to. I said in my head, did she say she can't even grab a booby?
A booby. He can't. He can't get the orange juice. He can't feel a booby. He can't do nothing. Can't do none of that.
Can't lift his head. He can't lift his arm over his head.
Mm-mm. Now he got to hold on to the bed frame. See, he got to hold on to the bed frame now. See? Mm-mm. He just messing up. Just messing up. That's all I'm going to say about that. That show bothered me.
Hey! Dre, have you watched All American?
No.
Oh, Lord.
I haven't watched it yet.
Most people.
She gave
you know,
homework last week. You know what?
I gave it early in the week. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, it was yesterday I handed out assignment, right? I handed out this assignment on Monday, as I sound like somebody's instructor. I handed out this assignment on Monday. It's that good that you can watch it in some days.
Okay. This ain't going to do it.
We see who failed in school, who did the assignment, and who didn't. But I'm with you on the whole stay your ass out the hood because he was getting in trouble every single time he went. But he also had a whole bunch of, he had a lot of anger issues. And I'm like, dude, why the fuck are you so angry about everything? Nigga, did you have anger for breakfast? Like, what are you doing? But he was always so angry about something.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure that out. I was like, all right, so you got issues in Crenshaw because you in Crenshaw. Now you in Beverly Hills where they got the palm trees and y'all having classes on the beach. Like one of your classes is the beach and you still mad. I don't get it.
Listen. Yeah. And I get where he was upset with his dad for leaving because he didn't know what the situation was. But for a moment, didn't you feel like Coach was his dad? Like for a brief moment, I was like, yo, is this dude really his dad? Because the way he...
For two episodes, I was like, ooh, because when he first came, it was like, hey, I want you to come play. I was like, and then he said his dad was going. I was like, ooh, Tay Diggs, his daddy. Yes, his daddy. Ooh, he coming to get his boy. But then I was like, no, this don't seem like no dad shit. This don't seem like no dad shit. I don't know. But I didn't think the dude was ever going to come back, like the dad. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the guy that plays the father. Every single role he has ever taken, he has been in some sort of struggle. Like, he's been an ancient character his whole career. Either he cheated, he left, he a fucked up daddy, he a fucked up husband, he a fucked up cop. Every role this man has ever taken, he's been on some bullshit. I was like, look at this. Look at Struggle Dad. That's his name. I don't know his real name, but his name is Struggle Dad. Because he always struggling in every single episode. Everything he's playing, he always struggling. He ain't never a good guy. Never. Just call him Struggle Dad. He just struggle. Struggle face. Struggle face or Struggle Dad. Like, he always, like, you ain't had a respectable role in your whole career.
This is like, you know what? Who is that guy who's always in like these scary movies? The bald headed guy. Wood Harris's brother. I can't call his first name. But he's always playing like him and Blair Underwood. I always play some
Milk
Dud.
Milk Dud. That's his name. I know you're talking about. We call him Milk Dud. Yeah. He ain't been right neither. Like, why you can't? Everybody has played like a mean character once. How you play a mean character your whole career? You ain't been good in nothing. Not one thing.
You can't smile. You can't be nice. You can't be nothing.
And then to make it so bad, you're the voice of bad characters. So you mean to tell me in animation you can't even be good?
Nope.
You can't help nobody.
Mm-mm.
That's just like,
mm-mm.
You know who else that reminds me of? The guy that did, he's the voice of the voodoo man in The Princess and the Frog. That guy, he's forever, like, he ain't never, I think he on, like, Greenleaf or something. He got the gap in his mouth.
The daddy?
I'm going to show it to you. I think that might be the daddy. I think so.
You're talking about Bishop, right?
I think so. I think that's his name. I've never seen the show. But, like, him too. Like, you ain't.
Girl, you better watch it before they take it off. Okay, so. I know this is all a subject. But Greenleaf is on Netflix. I need you to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need you to watch it. Because if you're going to be like, these the cussingest, drinkingest church folk I've ever met in my whole entire life. You got to watch it. And then you can discuss it, because I know ain't nobody else going to watch it. But we can talk about it, because the last season comes out in June. So.
Okay.
June or August, one of them.
Okay.
And I sip on my Jack Daniels.
All right, where you go? Oh, okay, yeah, Bishop. That's his name, and his name is Keith David. He ain't never been a good dude. I ain't seen that near thing he played in when he was a good character. Like, how you
That's
a bad
so
guy in a how you a bad guy in a cartoon? Like, damn. Can you do
he
something
can't
like
no good though?
Like, can you smile? Can you say something nice to the folks? No.
Mm-mm. And then you still well I'm not gonna give Greenleaf away. You just gonna have to watch it, and we can discuss it. Me and you, we good. But okay, so as we continue to binge watch things on Netflix these weeks, I have been, like I said, I just finished watching Black Lightning. All three seasons of Black Lightning. Let me tell y'all something about Black Lightning. That little girl in that goddamn show that was on Meet the Browns that paid the little girl, she plays the daughter in this show. Her nasty ass, she's another one who always has just a nasty-ass attitude. She had a nasty-ass attitude in Daddy's Little Girl. She had a nasty-ass attitude in Meet the Browns, not Meet the Browns, but on Meet the Pain. And she has a nasty-ass attitude in Black Lightning. I was like, yeah. And it's just, like, Black Lightning just takes you through too much. I've never read the comic, but it takes you through the comic book. But, okay. So, if you learn anything about me, you all will learn that I watch Let's Make a Deal every single day. I have been watching lately because I've been walking at 10 o'clock in the morning. But I watch Let's Make a Deal. I love Wayne. Wayne Brady is playing a bad guy in Black Lightning. So it's different for me to see, you know, I know funny Wayne Brady. To see him play this character, it shows me his range. And I can appreciate his range because I've also seen him in, like, I've seen pieces of Kinky Boots where he's wearing these high heels. So, or these high heel boots, this style high boots. So, I can appreciate Wayne Brady's range at this point because most people are like, oh, he's just a corny comedian and a game show host.
First of all, don't you dare.
But,
okay, let me tell you something. You better put some respect on Wayne Brady's name. You understand me? Put some respect on that
man.
Okay.
I love Wayne Brady.
They better.
So
you better put some respect on that man's name.
I love Wayne Brady. I love him. So don't jump on me. I love Wayne Brady. I love him and his dumbass jokes at 10 o'clock in the dang morning every day. I want to go on Let's Make the Deal. I want to dress up. So if anybody wants to go on out to California with me, they're welcome to come.
You know what we could be? We could be ketchup and mustard.
I would. Dear God. And then when he calls up, who's been friends forever? Hey, we've been friends forever. So
yes,
okay, ketchup and
mustard.
I'm guess I'm mustard. I don't know.
You know what? I could be mustard. It's okay. I could be mustard. That's fine. We ain't got to be. We however.
I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Let's make a deal.
Yes.
Mhm.
Sure. So if y'all see us on Let's Make a Deal, and I have to tell her the strategies about me playing on Let's Make a Deal, because if we go and we win a trip, we're not taking a big deal. I'm just gonna tell you that now. We win a trip.
No,
we going on a trip.
Yeah, we out. Yeah, no, I'm keeping this. Yeah, no, not doing
people,
enough.
I know we are out. We just talking about random stuff today. Because it pisses me off where somebody will give up a good trip.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a good trip and leave with a washer and fucking dryer. You greedy ass mofo. You should have took that goddamn trip. So,
okay. And called it a day.
If it's a trip, we're going on the trip. Point blank, period. There's no taking the big deal. If it's anything less than a trip, like some bikes or some, you know, some bullshit, then we might give that up. But a trip and a car, I've seen people give up cars. Let's make a deal. I'm like, you don't. That's why you got that. Now that's why you got that bicycle set.
And you know what else I never understood? Like, you always know when that big door come out, it's some nonsense behind that damn door. And every time I turn around, they just be like, ooh, I'm gonna pick the door. No. No.
You have to listen to the clues. You have to listen to the clues. And I'm always right when I'm sitting listening to the clues. Like, oh, that's a trip to such and such. And they'll put it up and like, oh, it's a trip to Jamaica. I'm like, I was right.
No, we going.
Oh, yeah, we're going on Let's Make It. We're going on Let's Make It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going on that shit. I don't care what anybody's like. I'm going.
We going. It's all right. We go together.
We're gonna figure it out.
We don't even gotta be ketchup and mustard. Like we could be something real cute. We could be like salt and pepper.
I'll be.
I could be pepper. That's fine. We can do that. We can do something.
Jay, would you go on Let's Make a Deal?
I sure would.
Nigga, you don't even know how to play lessons with you.
I'm not gonna say because I was about to tell you.
Right? All you do is redone the show.
I know the show is old. I remember Monty.
This nigga got me fucked up. I've been watching Let's Make the Deal since I was a little girl.
I used to watch Let's Make the Deal.
We all have. Mm-hmm. We all have. On that sick day where we were sick.
Mm-hmm. When we used to summer at your grandma's house?
Let's Make
a
Deal. And price is right.
Well, here, just drink this ginger ale and take this Pepto and lay there on the couch. Okay. And watch Let's Make a Deal and then all the other stuff. The Price is Right.
Yeah, Young and the Reckless.
Price is Right.
Okay.
Young and the Reckless. Why are they showing all of the old Young and the Restless on CBS now? They're not doing no faces. And they're showing all the old ones. But anyway. Okay, well, we did say we were going to do a wellness check on the Americans in the world. So I posted on my page asking people how they were doing because this week has been a difficult week.
Yes.
It has been. Georgia said that she's holding on. Honey Moselle said, I'm motherfucking tired, but I'm grinding to get these sales popping. Nick Dean, he said, Tanya says, this week has not been a good week for her, and she's not in a good place right now, but she'll be okay. Renee says she's hanging in there. Jakir said he's peachy. Gabrielle says, it was okay. Work has her stress. Two people were laid off a month ago. Now they have three people doing the job of five. And it's like she can't catch up. She's just tired of this drowning feeling. So it seems like everybody has like that overwhelmed, stressed out feeling to me. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And somehow we as the people kind of figure out how to keep each other in a good state. Like, I try to laugh and kiki at shit on the toughest days. Like, because, you know, if I'm having a bad day, I take my little black ass walking. And the reason why I take myself walking is because, one, is my exercise. And two, being outside amongst the elements and breathing fresh air makes me feel better. Because there can be moments where I could probably take somebody's motherfucking head off. And I not care. Had one of those moments earlier this week when I almost told my manager at my part time that she got me all the way fucked up. because I almost texted back. I knew that I needed to go get some fresh air when I proceeded to send that text message. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to tell this Caucasian woman that she got me all the way fucked up, and I was going to say it like just like that. Because the message that I sent her was to say, hey, I noticed that you didn't put me on the schedule. You know I can work up until the 15th, even though I go back on the 18th. I can work up until the 15th. She says to me, well, we need someone to cover Sunday. Pause, bitch. That's what you got full-time people for. They work the weekends. I don't work the weekends. You know what my days that I work on? That's what I will work. I'm not doing that. For the simple fact that I know that lazy bitch want Sunday off. No, that bitch just had a week, some days off. No, and this bitch refuses to work night. Now, with full-time people, they're required to work night, weekends, and days. They're full-time. That means, bitch, you get 40 motherfucking hours. Me, I'm part-time. I may get 20 hours, maybe. Right? So...
Mm-hmm.
So that means, and what's been happening lately, I've been working all night. So that means you full-timers ain't had to work no night. Because I've been working them. Okay. This lazy bitch talking about she needed one night off or what some night on the weekend off. My manager texted me. She said, hey, can you work from 6 to 10 on Saturday? Nope. I sure can't. I don't care if I was sitting at home taking my fingernail polish off my goddamn toes. I'm not working on no weekend because I don't work the weekend. No. And it was only because the lazy bitch didn't want to work her schedule from 2 to 10. Ma'am, is your weekend to work? And is your night to work? So
I mean, but in all fairness, like, what you really got going on, though? Like, you had plans? Like, why you can't work your schedule?
The way she talk about her family hates her. Her husband want her to find another job. Her sons talk to her like she's trash. So I don't know what kind of life she got going on at home, but from what she tell us, don't nobody like her. Well, bitch, don't nobody like you at work either. So what they tell you? Obviously, if they don't like you at home and they don't like you at work, the common denominator is you. So maybe you might want to reevaluate yourself because it can't be everybody else. It can't be everybody else. It's you, too. It's you, too, bitch. It's you, too.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Yeah, you are the common denominator, point blank, period. And so, it's like, and see, the thing is this. I'll work for the two pregnant girls. I'll work for them because they're pregnant. One's due in, like, June. The other one's due in, like, August. Okay, I work for the little pregnant people because they have an ailment. Well, not necessarily ailment, but you know what I mean.
They got a situation, and they got a reason.
Right, they got something going on that could have
okay.
been, that should have been under control. But I work for them. I'm not working for that bitch. I don't give a fuck what you ask me. I'm not working for that bitch. She can kiss all my Anthony Brown. 51-inch ass. I don't care. I'm not doing it. And I don't know what makes these people in this world feel like they're so entitled and they're so they can do whatever they want to do. No. Bitch, nobody likes you. Okay?
No one likes you. No one likes you. Is my shit?
I'm going to UPS for tomorrow.
I had one of those moments this week, too, because we had my job is not open, and they told us that they were still going to pay us, but they were only going to pay us till the 15th. So they called this emergency meeting on Zoom to, we assumed it was going to be about, you know, moving forward, like, what are we going to do, you know, like, or do we still have jobs, are we going to open soon, blah, 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 blah. No, this Zoom meeting was to talk to the owner of the building and the owner and the GM of the team to talk about what they've been doing since they've been quarantined. So you got all the employees on this line to tell us what you've been doing? Okay. Okay. All right. Because, you know, these are important people, so we have to be respectful. Okay, cool. So now he gets off the phone and the owner team gets off the phone. So now they want to display a video of people and their of the staff and their talents. Excuse me. So you mean to tell me in the middle of the Zoom, right? Next week is the last week y'all gonna pay us, so y'all say. So we not gonna talk about that, but we gonna have a talent show on the Zoom.
Okay, I got a question.
Yes.
So after the 15th, if they ain't decided to pay y'all, are you all allowed to file for unemployment on the 15th? After the 15th?
Excuse me. Let me tell you something, ma'am. I filed for unemployment last month.
Okay.
I sure did. Because this was, if this was a regular season, this would have been basically the end of, April would have been the end of the hockey season, because the team this year was so ass, we didn't even make it to the first round of the playoffs, which would have been in April.
Mm-hmm.
So going into May, it would have been all graduations, and then June, July, August is where we might have like one or two concerts a month, three maybe, things like that. So our off season is like May, June, July, August. September comes,
mm-hmm.
and then that's when hockey season starts again. So that's basically when our season starts all over. So this would have been a time anyway, had it not been for the Rona, that I would have filed anyway. But I knew back when they told us, when they canceled the game, and then they said, hey, you know, they're going to shut down the building, I said, okay. I was getting my documentation together. I said, I emailed them, excuse me, I need you to send me an email of the date that this place closed, how long you expect for it to be closed. And then that's when they was trying to send us information as they got it. So then they came up with the plan that they were going to pay us up until the 15th. But, yeah, I did that last month.
Okay.
I said, oh, I ain't about to be stupid because I'm not going to wait till the 15th to decide, oh, I need to file for unemployment. No.
Because right.
All you have to do is whatever hours they're paying us for, all you got to do is just log in with unemployment. For some reason, it's very confusing to the people I work with. I just can't. I said it's people that don't understand how to file for unemployment. It's people that never had to file for unemployment. Y'all are not giving any information. Y'all are not helping those people. There are people that don't know what to do. You know, and you want to sit on this
mm-hmm.
line and have a talent show? Y'all not supporting this staff at all. And I said, so, and I emailed our shop steward because as a part-time job, we have a union.
Mm-hmm.
No, they brought this in. So they decided that they wanted to have a union. They only asked half the staff. So now we got this union. So I emailed the shop steward, like, so what are y'all doing to support the staff? I said, because it's people that don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm still waiting on that email. That was from last month, too. I'm still waiting for a reply. But I
get
mad
to go back on 18th.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Who decided to come to work this evening? Good evening, Ronald.
Good evening, ladies. How's everything?
Good. Mm-hmm. Can't complain.
Why is there a reason why you came in with the beat for?
Came in straight like Barry White, didn't it?
You only have to excuse me. That's the, oh, shit. That couch is more comfortable than I thought. I just woke up, boys.
You know this old ass nigga likes to take a nap at 9:30 at night and thinking he's going to get back up on time at 10:30. Nigga, you just went to sleep. Not nap, sleep.
Nah.
We can't even catch you up about what we done talked about. We done talked about so much stuff. Medisa's not here. So we're not gonna touch on her topic while she's not here. Like, that's crazy. Like, why would we do that? But we check it in on America and see how they doing. So how are you doing after your nap? Sleep.
All I know is I don't even know how I feel, if you want the truth. I'm just so glad to be alive, people.
Yeah. Right.
That's it.
You know what I noticed today when I was walking in the park? Not so many white people wanted to wave and speak to me. Now, normally when I'm in the park, them white folk like to speak and wave. They weren't speaking and waving to
them. No, this is a bad week for that. They some of them understand that this ain't the time to try to be friendly to black folk. This ain't the time to try to understand black folk. This is the time to leave black folk alone, okay? It's been a week in the black community. They said, listen, we not going to cause no trouble with any more black people this week because the other part of our race then carried on. Now, we can't even say hi.
And it don't even be like, now some, like the people that, and it's the people I see every day. Y'all know I'm in the park every day, faithfully, between 9 and 9:30. I see the same motherfuckers every goddamn day. My little old white women weren't speaking to me. I said, what in the world? Now, the white guy that I always see, he spoke. He waved. Whatever. He right there. I'm going to speak to him anyway. But them other white folks, they was not trying to throw up their hand today and say good morning.
No. They ain't saying nothing. The nice little white lady that's in my building, she on the second floor. I mean, I saw her this morning. I went downstairs to get a package, and I seen her. She was coming in, and I was just going down to get my package. I said, hi. She said, she just looked at me, and she said, I'm so sorry. And she just went in the house.
What?
I didn't ask her nothing else. I just went on back in the house, and then I said to Mark, I said, hey, did the white lady upstairs do something to you? Did something happen? He said, no, I don't know. I said, they just sorry. They just said sorry.
Did you all see where
they confused?
Amanda Seals went. Y'all see where Amanda Seals went in on Justin Timberlake and white celebrities?
Ma'am, listen, listen. I was the first one because I follow Justin Timberlake. So when I saw it, I said, okay, JT. I looked, ooh, we ain't got no comments.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, that song.
He said, I ain't got time for y'all trolling me in these comments for what I got to say. I said what I said, and I don't care what y'all got to say about it. But Amanda was like, look, if you don't care what they got to say about it, turn your comments on. Put them on. And she did a song to the beat of Turn Off the Lights by Katy Perry.
Yes. She said, turn on the comments.
Right. Yeah, okay. I got time today.
Yes.
I got time for a lot of shit. Because next week, I'm not on the schedule. I got time for a lot of shit come Monday. So, if y'all see me terrorizing Al Gore's internet on Monday through Friday next week, y'all know I just ain't got shit to do but terrorize people. I got time. I'm ready to go back to training. I go back on the 18th. So, that week, I think I put stuff into the schedule already, because next week we're talking about love languages. So I'm giving you your assignment now.
Oh, no.
Trey. Ron. I'm giving you your assignments now. Figure out what your love language is and be prepared.
I'm prepared. I just want to let y'all know I've been taking these tests the last couple of weeks or so. I just want to let y'all know that. I just want to put that out there in case you was wondering. I've been acing these tests. I'm ready for the final. I'm ready.
Okay. So let me ask this, Ron. Did you do this week's assignment? Did you watch All American?
No.
Fuck, I look like watching some bullshit. Nah, I haven't had a chance to watch it. I apologize.
See? I'm the only one that did my homework this week, teacher.
I bet you the other one didn't do her.
Ass motherfuckers.
No, you didn't.
No.
I'm just saying. They go patting them on the back and they say, hey, boss, you know, I've been doing good these last couple of weeks, these last handful of weeks there. So, you know, I've been doing good. I've been trying. I've been being real diligent with my work. You know, boss, I ain't been causing no trouble. I've been keeping my head low. I ain't been no problem for nobody. I've just been trying to get along with people. I've just been here, boss. Yes, boss. I sure has been.
First of all, don't be mad at me because you didn't do your homework, okay? You didn't do your homework. These last couple weeks, I've been doing my homework, okay? Don't get mad at me because
and
I went from
know
a B
what else, boss?
To a B student,
I just be thinking that Ron and that Dre ain't be done did this. I think you need to catch them. They be slacking. You need to watch them, boss. I don't know.
Because that's
I
why
just got a hankering that they do it.
That's why you came strolling in here at 11:15, sir. I've been here
sleeping
since 10:29.
And you know what
sleeping
else, there, sir? Sir, I get here 8 day crack of dawn.
Yes.
I get here before the rooster has done sung, son. I'm here, sir. These other people around here that's on this plantation, sir. I swear, sir, that Ron didn't get here to half day past noon. I swear that Ron, he just laid ass. You gotta watch him, sir. And that Dre, sir, I wouldn't trust that Dre as far as I could throw him. You know, these young men, I don't know about these young men.
And you speaking nothing but facts. Nothing but facts.
You know, these last 3-4 weeks, eyes have been real good. I swear. I used to be a bad slave. I used to be bad. I used to have my hankering for the devil's music. But no, eyes have been good now. Eyes have been good.
The devil's music.
That's okay, though. That's fine. That's okay. Because he ain't speaking nothing but facts. That's why he still can't talk about the topic at hand, because he don't know what's going on, because he didn't do his homework.
Yeah, the balls. And I tell you, listen, whenever I can just point out one of these rotten Negroes to you, balls, you know I'll do it. I'll do it when I can point them out. We're not going to have none of this shucking and jiving. We don't deal with that on this here plantation, sir. No, we don't. No, sir, we ball. We good, young Negroes. I've been social distancing. I've been undid my census. I sent my census in back in 2019, boss. I've let the man know where I was.
Oh, God, I gotta do my census.
I've been doing everything. They asked something of me. You know what? You ain't got to ask me twice, boss. Yeah, the boss.
You know what? I don't have to ask her twice, but I got to ask you, Negro, twice.
Okay.
Fucking Kizzy over here talking that bullshit.
Okay. So, I already talked to Dre about this. It's so wrong. So, I kind of asked a question today of a person. What'd you say, Dre?
Oh, I was cussing. My bad.
Lord.
So I asked my friend how they would feel if I went to go visit my other friend, and I told them. So I just asked them. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm telling them that I'm going, but I asked how would they feel. And you know what they told me. They told me that I couldn't stay at my friend's house, and I would have to stay in a hotel. Now, you know, my face said you got me all the way fucked up. So the phrase of the week is you got me all the way fucked up. So,
yes.
So, my face said you got me all the way fucked up. But, so I just wanted to tell you that I kind of did it, but I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just tried to gauge the situation and see what they would say. I see how they feel. But that's all. I didn't tell them that I was, you know, anything. I was just saying, you know, what if I did?
What would you?
Muy interesante.
Not muy interesante. Whatever you say. I've been drinking Jack Daniels and shit.
Yeah, the boss. You to know. You to speak that language, boss. You to do anything you want to do, boss. You to speak that.
Oh God, I hate you.
I'm just saying. You. You're living dangerously, young lady. You're living dangerously.
No, I'm just living. I'm just minding my
you will fuck around and get shot. You will fuck around. Boss, he has a boss. Listen, if you get shot, who you going to leave us to? You just can't leave us to anybody, boss. So you going to get shot, that girl go shoot you, boss. She going to shoot you. Right where you stand.
Yeah.
You know, she got a hankering for that man's big, long stud thing. His stud thing. She got a hankering for it. And she gonna feel, you know, threatened if you go down there, boss. She can't do that, boss. She can't sleep at the same place where she lay her loving.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Where she lay her loving. I'm sick of you. You hear me? Where she lay her loving? But we have a whole other conversation. We'll have a whole other conversation off the air about some other shit.
Oh my God, nigga, what the fuck have I woke up and bumped into? Yo, you, why would you?
Nigga, you obviously was dreaming about being on the plantation because you decided to be a whole Negro spiritual.
No, that's this nigga over here fucking being fucking kizzy.
Don't
call
be mad
her
at me. Okay. Do not be mad at me.
Because
you tardy to the party.
I ain't tardy to the party. I'm early. I'm early for next week, nigga.
What?
Okay. Get the fuck out of here. Not only were you tardy, you didn't even turn in your assignment. You just got two double whammies. Once again, we see who was at the school and not paying attention and not turning in their assignment. Speaking of assignments and shit, so a bitch finished the semester with a 3.6. So, listen. I was stressed out the whole semester, but I did it. I'm proud of me. I got summer session to do. Just be proud. I think that's why I'm going around just starting trouble because I ain't got shit else to do with my life right now. I ain't got no books to read. Well, I got a book to read because I'm reading Little Fires Everywhere. That's another one. Have you watched that one, Taylor Keisha Taylor?
No,
have you watched
I haven't.
Little Fires Everywhere? You have to
no,
watch
I
Little
haven't.
Fires Everywhere. You have
okay.
to watch. Because Reese Witherspoon will make you want to choke a bitch out. So I need you to watch that and then at some point order the book and read along with us while we're. Because we've already
yeah,
finished
the balls, I'll go by today. I'll be on Amazon before you can shuck and jive 15 chillings. I sure will. I'll do it. I'll buy the book. I'm going to watch the movie. I'm going to watch the miniseries. Yes, balls, I swear for God, I'm going to watch everything. There's not going to be nothing under the sun that I ain't reach.
You
I'll
done?
Do it.
Are you done?
You done?
Okay.
I should go out there. I'm gonna put my little couple bit of pennies together, and I should go purchase it. I'm gonna go. I swear, I'm gonna go get it. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna read it, and I'm gonna come back and report to you. Yeah, yes, I will, Master and Mistress Kitty.
Do you have Hulu, Taylor?
No, but I have a jailbroken Fire Stick, so I can watch it.
I'll find a way to get it.
Niggas is like, what's up? I don't know what's up. Maybe he dreamed about being on a plantation while he took that long-ass slumber.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga that woke up talking like he's a pure slave and everything. Sir.
Nah, this nigga sound like a real fucking, you know what I'm saying, pre-Reconstruction Negro. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go watch it. You know, Devron ain't show up here till 11:15, I swear, and Dre ain't been good for nothing. But she just, you know what I'm saying, telling everybody, fuck out of here with this bullshit. Dre, we don't need this shit, Dre.
We already knew what it was. I didn't tell on nobody. Don't be upset, okay? Don't be upset.
Dre, we need to report her. She was talking about the shop steward. We need to report her to our fucking shop steward. Fucking snitching on deck.
We don't have a union. So I don't know who you're going to report it to. Maybe you can report it to HR. I don't know.
No, you fucking HR's on the line. This nigga's fucking HR for everybody. They ain't going to do nothing. So I'm going to HR for a nigga. I need a fucking OEO fucking representative or somebody. Equal opportunity, nigga.
You better try them lying. I ain't gonna do that.
the fuck I would do? How the fuck I'm going to go to the Hans family and talk about your bottles of ketchup ain't right? You know what I'm saying? I can't go to them and say that. I got to go to somebody, a third party. No fucking third party. This nigga fucking snitching to everybody. You see what time it is? Ron ain't here yet. That motherfucker ain't sure. You see what time? Do you see what time it is? He is so irresponsible. This nigga.
Not irresponsible.
Snitching ass nigga.
She didn't even say
nobody even said all of that. You did.
And we have no idea where Medisa is. I just think she needs to get it together. 702.
I know where Medisa is. I know where she is. I know.
Of course you know, because you Mistress Kitty. You know everything. You have the balls. You know everything.
What? What?
You know us Negroes ain't got no book learning. We ain't got no business learning. Who taught you octagon?
He is so annoying.
Who taught you octagon? Why is it that you know? Why do you know what octagon means and how many sides of this shit it is and how to draw one? How do you know it?
Because I learned. This nigga fucking good slave, bad slave, fucking. First, the first fucking, you the darkest fucking house nigga I ever done seen.
What?
This
are you
nigga
done?
Up here.
What the hell? Through the whole fucking house nigga dynamic on his ear.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking brown skin, fucking Benjamin Arnold or Benedict Arnold. Fuck out of here.
Are you done?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I've been going on the tangent. I'm sorry. That's just because I haven't done my assignment. I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, throw y'all off track. That's all it is. I apologize.
It's okay.
I ain't shit.
What if I give you an opportunity to catch up?
Yeah, the boss. How can I make it better, boss?
We can discuss it. In the group chat. We don't have to discuss it out loud, but I still want you to watch it. Okay?
I got you.
Because I think you would like it.
I've heard good things about it. All right, I'm on it.
Okay. All right. Dre, you going to get on it?
Yeah. I don't want no whooping.
Well, ain't nobody gonna beat the pregnant person.
Whatever.
Did she? What? What?
Wait a minute.
That's the train on up. Wait a minute.
So somebody has seen a t-shirt, right? And it's just the wrong size. And so he tried it on. And I said, look at the little baby. This nigga whole ass pregnant. He ain't never gonna have his baby.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Ron, this is what happened. So, Ron, I don't know if you watch the, if you know the dude, he's a rapper. His name is 4 Eyes. He used to be signed with Ludacris, right?
Okay.
And we friends and shit on Facebook. I commented on one of his little joints and shit, and he sent me a t-shirt, a bunch of CDs, some like that, you know what I'm saying, like a fan pack. Just send it to me. So I told him I needed a 2X. This nigga sent a large. And so I just tried the shirt on to see what it looked like. And I just showed it. I said, look at this shirt. I said, I ordered a large. But he gave me a damn, I mean, a 2X. He gave me a large. Somebody, because they skinny and shit now with their little waist beads, got all types of fucking fat jokes. That's why when she go to sleep, I'm going to inject the ass with a pork chop sandwich. And since she's been on this little skinny shit run, she's been upstairs with these bitches, hollering bitches fat and motherfucking modeling swimsuits and shit. Then she's going to be half goddamn naked all goddamn summer, walking around with a damn, with a calf muscle all strong looking and shit. I'm getting to see what Monique talking about with these skinny helpers. They be acting real extra. So I swear to God, my nerves the last 3 weeks. Coming here, Molly, look, bitch, look at my stomach. Look, bitch, look at my beads. Look, bitch, look at my calf muscle.
What are we going to do?
Everything I do now, I'm fat. I eat a banana, fat. I eat a sandwich, fatty, fatty.
Excuse me. Are you out here fat shaming? Is that what you're doing?
Are you out here fat shaming?
Like a motherfucker.
It ain't even summertime, but she's been on her hot girl summer shit since fucking the end of fall. The end of
but you can't
damn,
be.
Really, she's been on her hot girl summer like a motherfucker. She's got it on my nerves.
But you can't be out here fat shaming, okay? It don't matter, okay? You can't be out here fat shaming. That is not nice.
So her damn legs all strong looking and shit like she's Mrs. America or some shit. Like she just told
you can't be fat shaming him. And you can't say that he got titties. That's not nice. You can't say that. You cannot say he got titties, okay? That's not right. It don't matter. You're not supposed to say that. Don't say that Dre got titties. That's not nice.
I don't care.
That is fat.
He got me all the way fucked up.
That's fat shaming.
Every time
you
I say you
that.
Got me all the way fucked up, you take a drink.
Look, I told y'all that I ain't wearing no goddamn clothes in summertime. I meant that shit. I'm wearing swimsuits everywhere, period. And somebody on this phone line be encouraging me to buy the goddamn swimsuit. So I have help in this. I'm just not walking around just buying swimsuits just because. I be trying to get people to talk me off the ledge, but they be like, hey, go ahead and buy it. Go ahead. Buy it. Get it. That's why I got one more swimsuit on the way right now. Last one.
Wait a minute. That's not even how this conversation went. You showed it to me.
Okay, go
and ahead. I said, ooh, that is cute. And then you say, yes, it is, right? And I said, yes. And then I didn't say nothing else. Next thing I know,
you a liar. It's the truth ain't in you because you said, get it.
I said it for the second one, not the first one. I didn't tell you to get that skirt and that shirt. I didn't tell you to do that. I told you not to get it.
What skirt and what shirt?
You know exactly what I'm talking
Wait
about.
A
now, I ain't going to lie to you.
You talking about the jeans skirt?
Yeah.
Now that second baby
still on its way. You know what? I had to call FedEx ass today about that goddamn skirt, because that skirt is still sitting over in motherfucking London. Why is the paperwork for it sitting in Memphis and the skirt sitting in London? Now I got a fucking problem. FedEx, better get my shit here soon. Know that motherfucking much. But anyway, sorry. But now, one swimsuit, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all now. One swimsuit, y'all better thank the Lord high above that they didn't have that motherfucker in my size. Because if they would have had that shit in my size, I would have shut the summer down. Period. Period. You, bitches would have hated me. I don't give a fuck. Because it was everything my titties wanted it to be. It was everything my stomach and thighs wanted it to be. Matter of fact, I'm sending you motherfuckers a picture of it. Then y'all gonna be like, the fuck, what's she about to do? Where's she going in next? And I'm gonna show y'all. I'm gonna show y'all some shit. Yup. Yup. Mm-hmm. Yup. And all that would have been out. Y'all would have been like, I'm about to get her.
How you know we're not saying that right this very second?
Oh my God. And then, yeah, I'm about to get her. It's being out of control.
She what? Said she ain't got nothing but time.
I ain't got nothing but time to go out here and make these bitches feel bad about themselves.
Ooh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, ooh, that is nice. I like that.
You saw that one.
Yeah.
Remember when I was like, is the cover-up, it was only showing that the cover-up was available and the swimsuit wasn't available.
Oh, yeah,
remember
that's
when
funny.
We had this conversation?
Yes, but I still like this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold on. Let me... What's this? Malty peacock print? Hold on. Thank you. Don't carry on.
Don't you want to be able to go out with your shirt off in the summertime and put on some swim trunks and just lay yourself around and not look like a beached whale and a pregnant baby having
perfect? Oh, my God. No. Stop. I just told you about fat shaming. Don't do that. That's not nice.
Is that your way of trying to throw a shot at me? Because I'm sitting here eating a Haagen-Dazs vanilla almond chocolate bar. Is that your way of throwing shots at me because I'm having a little snack?
I didn't know that you were sitting around eating cakes and pies and ice cream this late at night. I didn't know that.
Oh,
you really shouldn't eat that at this time of night.
Pew, 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 with a
22.
Pew, pew.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be eating that.
Yeah, so it was a shot.
Your
okay.
blood sugar
right,
is going to be jacked up come the morning, huh? What?
Mm-hmm.
Pew, 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 pew.
No doubt. No doubt. Anything else? Any other dietary, you know what I'm saying, nutritional tidbits you want to throw upon us?
So here's the thing. So I also have been taking an appetite suppressant. Y'all, I legit be forgetting to eat right now. So... I can go all day long and be like, yo, I ain't ate. What the fuck's wrong with me? And see, I have to eat. So I, like, the other day, I was like, all I had was a smoothie, and it was a detox smoothie. So you know My system is empty after drinking that shit. And I was like, yo, I ain't had nothing to eat all day. Like, I'm hungry. I could hear my stomach touching my ribs, and they was talking to each other. Like, oh, my goodness, I'm hungry.
That's how I was this morning when I woke up. But I was busy last night, so that's what made me hungry. I was super hungry when I woke up this morning.
What the
hell? Yeah, I was busy.
Don't nobody care. You was busy. Mm. You out here guiding off to the left.
It wasn't so much as like sliding. It was more like jumping. And we jumped off to the left.
I'm done tapping you.
See, all this sounds like some behind the scenes jokery that I missed out when I was fucking drooling. But I'm up on that. I know you know what I'm saying, flashback sarcasm when I hear it. I know it. I'm proficient in picking up the bullshit. I picked it up. Oh, they talking about some shit. I don't got no clue what they talking about. Okay, I'm just going to shut the fuck up doing
it. And you putting it down.
Putting my position before she fucking start talking about me eating this ice cream again. You shouldn't be doing that. You know, you go fucking around. You know, you're not going to be able to digest that, right, young man? You need to get you some tussin.
No,
you
not.
Wash that. Mm-hmm.
But I
want to know exactly how, if I ain't going to digest that, I wonder how this blunt going to go down. I wonder that. Tell me how that's going to go down. Because that's coming next.
Oh, man.
You're going to wake up with stale breath. That's how it's going to come up.
Oh, no.
Once it goes down. Now what?
You know, you might be right. Let me get a little bit of this cranberry ginger ale and rum to wash that.
I love cranberry ginger ale. Oh my god, that's just the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. Why does hamburger look like that,
ma'am? Let me tell you about that little group. That little group be having me tickled. You understand me? That little thing, when that girl made that steak tips and the mushrooms and they said it was alpha.
Yo, it looked like some tribbles and bits, like some wet dog food. That shit that my grandma used to feed me at
Chow-Chow. I was crying. Oh, I was crying. I couldn't. Like, I wanted to comment, but then I just...
I said what I said. Why does it look like some wet dog food? And that day, that girl put up that food and all that shit was the same goddamn color. Why is all the food the same color?
I'm done with y'all.
It's like to look at a plate and because. Be honest. When you sit down and you look at food, you be like, yo, this looks so fucking good. You eat with your eyes first before you even put it in your mouth. If something looks like some cooked Alpo, you're not going to eat that, are you? Unless you're a monkey, I want to know if you're going to eat it.
Wait a minute. Why? Okay, let's talk about this. Shrimp, spaghetti.
I just saw it.
Lemon
I
pepper
just
wings.
Saw it.
And garlic bread. Shrimp, spaghetti, lemon pepper wings, and garlic bread. That don't go together.
Somebody said that's a plate you don't even serve a nigga you eat. That shit straight out the pot.
No, the one where the girl, the one where girl had posted the food and the dude said, and the dude told her that her man cheat because of the plane. That's what he said to her in the comments. He was like, "Your nigga cheat." I thought I would die. Where is this damn plate? Did you see the beefaroni?
Unfortunately.
She made grown people beefaroni. She sure did. And she named it beefaroni. She sure did. God damn it. Where is...
All right, hold on.
Oh, my God. It's
wait one second. Wait 1 second. What the fuck is grown people's beefaroni?
Like, she made it. Like, she made it from scratch. But it was beefaroni. Like, you know the Chef Boyardee beefaroni? That's exactly what it looked like. But she made it. Like, she made it from scratch.
So she got some noodles, she got some ground beef and some kind of sauce, and mixed that shit together as her own little formula.
Yes.
Ooh, these fried green tomatoes look good.
Y'all niggas is cooking, man.
I'm trying to find this damn rib, this beef tips and mushrooms.
The fuck
here
is a beef tip? The fuck is a beef tip?
That's tip what she said beef. It was. Here, girl. Now, I'm going to put this in the room.
What is
now, you
this
tell me.
And, well, don't nobody know how to use no seasoning.
Now, what that look like? That look like kibbles and bits.
Some alpo.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But the comments is what took me out. The comments took me out.
And they said, you know the trolls don't come for you. But why post some shit if you know they coming? You know that shit don't look appetizing. Now I want some street corn. So, because somebody has some street corn on there. And I'm having crab legs on Sunday. So just be aware that I'm going to do some fat girl shit on Sunday. Having crab legs. I'm eating all the crab legs. So if y'all go to a girl's house, right, and she gives you chicken nuggets, french fries, and bananas, and she says, you know, I had him fix my kids for me, so I fixed you a plate, too. Would you eat it?
Chicken nuggets, fries, and bananas.
I'm about to show the picture. This is why people.
See, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't even answer that question because I know you couldn't have been asking me no dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
But
no, look at this
that's
plate.
Some shit that happened, though.
Look at this plate. Look at this plate. Look at the plate. Look at the plate. Look at the plate. That's the thing. Look at the plate.
She fixed it for the kids. She fixed it for the kids. So
I'm sorry.
You was coming
that's
over.
What happened.
You was coming over, and so she was like, shoot, he got to eat, too. So I'm going to fix him a plate of the same shit I fed my kids.
You'd have been better off giving me a damn piece of bread, talking about, hey, babe, you know what I did? I put my pussy juice on this bread because you go eat me, baby. You better off saying some slick shit like that and giving me some fucking chicken nuggets. Fucking... I ain't no fucking chicken nuggets, nigga. I'm a grown ass man. Fuck is wrong with you?
Chicken nuggets and fries. You better eat
and bananas. And bananas.
And bananas. And bananas. If you don't get the fuck out of here with that kids' meal shit, you ain't give me no fucking mac and cheese and broccoli. Dude, that's the other fucking kids' meal. The fuck out of here. If a bitch open up a box one more time talking about she could cook, I'm going to slap in her fucking throat. No, you can't cook, bitch. You fucking eat your shit up.
So I've been experimenting with food. So I've been cooking stuff. So Mikey has been my tester to see it, cause I don't be knowing if anything's good or not. It might be good to me, but it's got to be good to other people. So my air fryer, I've been making
Did you call this man Mikey? Is that what you called him?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so Mikey eat anything.
Goodness gracious.
What? Like, I made some chicken wings yesterday. I didn't put no sauce on mine. I just used, you know, just seasoned it up with some good old seasoning. And so that's what I had. But I put I made some barbecue sauce and made his. He said it was good, though. His coworkers said they was good, too. I just be cooking.
Nigga, my daughter made sushi the other day. She had me going to motherfucking
dang.
Whole Foods to get motherfucking fucking seaweed paper. You know what I'm saying? That paper you use to wrap the shit with and fucking fucking a mat. I had to go get a fucking mat to roll the shit up in. I'm like, nigga, you got me fucking going on a fucking scavenger hunt to get some shit that you're gonna make once.
But was it good?
And I did it too, like a motherfucking dummy. That's my baby.
But did you eat?
And you know what? That shit wasn't bad neither. It was I sushi for a motherfucker who made it for the first time. I was very proud of her.
So you shut up talking about that girl then. You shut too.
I talk about my motherfucker. Nigga, she was in my nutsack, not yours, nigga. I could talk about her. Fuck you,
I
mean stop talking about her, nigga.
You got me all the way fucked up. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck if you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? The fuck how you is, nigga? I ain't fucking Kizzy over there. You know what I'm saying, nigga?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I wish I had the patience to bake like a layered cake. I don't have the patience for that.
I made.
And she made a cake too the other day. She made a fucking strawberry cake.
Okay.
The fuck you making a strawberry cake for? I mean, it's certain shit. It's like, nigga, I don't need that in my life.
Why don't you need it in your life?
No fucking strawberry cake, nigga. Fuck out of here. I'm very I like to try certain things, but certain things is like, nigga, I don't want any of that extra shit. Cakes don't come in the strawberry variety.
Yes, they do.
Never had a good strawberry cake. Never had a good strawberry cake in my life. Never.
Did she not make you was her strawberry cake good?
Nigga, do you know what the fuck never means? Not ever.
Was your child cake wasn't even good? Oh, man. You know, show her how to make a duck cake. Show her how to make a duck cake. Cupcakes are good.
I made a brownie cheesecake. So it was a brownie at the bottom, and it was a cheesecake on top. I made it the week before last. So I've been in my kitchen.
I might be losing weight. My hugs may feel funny to people who hug me now. But I still like to eat. I still eat shit. I bake cakes and shit, too, sometimes. Cobbler. ain't just sitting around.
All right,
around.
Can I be totally honest with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, thank you.
What?
And fuck you. I feel like a motherfucking old ass man today because yesterday I was in the park playing ball and I'm at a crossroads, all right? And because I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't feel good that I had to, you know, smack up the competition like I did. You know, I haven't been out on the court for a minute. Got out there, was saying, was busting some ass because my opposition was talking about me like, oh, you ain't shit. You old. You can't play ball now. This is why I feel bad because my opposition was teenage girls. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it was my daughter, who's 17, and a young lady that I know who's one of the best high school basketball players in the country. And she was, you know what I'm saying, female basketball. And I'm like, I don't feel no way about, you know what I'm saying, beating up on no girl basketball players. But they was talking shit, son. They was talking shit.
Oh,
but then
Lord.
I'm saying to myself, but nigga, I was supposed to beat their ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way I wasn't supposed to win that. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I want to play again? All right, I want to play again. I'm getting tired. I'm still winning. I'm like, all right. But I'm supposed to. So I don't feel good about it. But I feel great about it. But I feel like an old fucking man right now because my thighs is sore than a motherfucking nigga. I can't go to the fucking Chinese lady because they fucking social distancing, so I can't get Mei Ling to fucking, know what I'm saying, massage my leg. Oh, nigga, I'm hurting. I beat them girls' ass. I beat her ass. She one of the best. She getting all these, know what I'm saying, calls from these colleges and shit. She doing good. Great. Nigga, I bust her ass. Nigga, do you know, nigga? Oh, I'm sorry. Teenage girls. Yeah, I beat them.
Well, congratulations.
Walking around bragging that he beat the girls.
That sounds very backhanded. I appreciate it.
This dude. Well, now you need some icy hot, old man.
Nigga, you should have seen me looking underneath my bathroom sink for that Epsom salt. Nigga, where is this fucking Epsom salt? I know I got some left. I know I got some. All right, there it goes. There it goes. All right, all right. All right, let me clean this bathtub. Nigga.
You know what else you gotta get, though? You gotta get something called Tiger Balm. It's called Tiger Balm. The problem is that it's got a strong odor. Like it smells.
Stinky.
Like once you put it on, it smells. However, that should take 2.5. Let me tell you something. You put that on there, you rub it in real good, and you wait 2.5. Pain is gone. I had to use it the other day. Chasing these little people through the damn house. I got tired.
Not motherfucking tired.
Wait, so you got tired and sore just chasing children around your home?
Yeah, up and down the stairs because we live on the fourth floor.
Nigga, I ain't asked you for no fucking soliloquy. Yes would have sufficed.
No, it wasn't just in my apartment. That's all I was trying to tell you. I got you.
I mean, you wasn't running around chasing little girls, though.
No.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? You ain't hurting like me, nigga. You can't feel my pain.
This is true. But I'm offering you a solution to your pain.
<That's awesome>. I'm offering you a solution. I'm offering a solution.
Thank you very kindly. I appreciate you.
No problem.
I'm hungry, but I'm not going to eat nothing at this time of night. I'm hungry, so. I'd be hungry. Okay. Well, next week's assignment. What's next week's assignment? What is next week's assignment?
I'm not going to answer, so I don't be kizzy no more.
I know you know, but what's your assignment? Wrestling class.
Oh man.
This nigga said, I don't know. You know what? Come in and be in the next week and see what debunk happens.
Obviously.
And then
yeah,
don't come in late.
Me.
You better be on time. Nigga. What is wrong with y'all remembering?
Nigga, I smoke, nigga.
Don't nobody tell you to smoke that shit.
You know, my short-term memory is gone. You asked me something that happened in 79, nigga. I can remember that shit. It was something that happened in 84. Oh, that's when, yeah, they had them red sneakers on. I remember that day. But some shit you said 45 minutes ago? Fuck.
This nigga here. This nigga here. You heard what I tell you?
And I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Can I keep it 100 with you, too, since we're just keeping it all the way real?
Wow. Okay.
I don't be fucking listening to you. I just go keep it 100. I mean, you be talking, you be saying some shit, you know what I'm saying? But if you going in one ear and out the other. I mean, and it's not you personally, so don't take it personal. It's
shut
like
up.
Anybody
just
who has a vagina.
Shut up.
No, it's anybody who has a vagina or acts like they have a vagina. I mean, it goes in one ear and out the other. You know what I'm saying? So some of these bitch ass knee guys, them too. So them too. You know what I'm saying? I don't be fucking hearing them. No. You know what I'm saying? But women,
you know,
I mean,
what?
It's just by default. I apologize. My apology.
You know
no,
what,
but I love
Taylor?
You. You know what I'm saying? No, no, no.
No,
no,
I'm done talking to you. No,
but
no,
I love
no.
you.
Don't try to clean it up. Don't try to clean it up.
No, because even
you
as a crack fiend,
you,
mama, you always was a black queen,
you
mama.
You know what you poured, mommy? I'm sick of you.
You all appreciate it.
We have reverted all the way back to the porch monkey. I thought we had moved past that one. I ain't heard that in so long. I thought we had moved past it. We have reverted back.
All the way back to porch monkey.
All the way back. Yeah, all the way back to it. Because you did it. You did it.
I'm just saying. My bad.
Now, what happens
if
I decided not to listen to you? Now, what happens there?
I apologize. Here you go being all adult and grown and logical and thinking a situation through and how it has to be a two-way street. I apologize. Thank you for listening to me and the times that you do listen to me. I'll make sure going forward that I listen to you too because you deserve that respect. You are a person. You have feelings and emotions. And I need to respect them, and I do. Are you happy now, Gina?
I'm going to smack you in your face. Dead in it. He's like dead in your face.
I'm just saying.
This nigga. Anyway.
Nigga, at least I ain't doing Medusa, nigga. Yeah. I showed up. I apologize. I fucking passed
out. I know where she is. Just out here. You just out here laying on the couch, sleeping.
Nigga, it got real comfortable real early in the game. Mm-hmm. My daughter came and woke me up. Was like, yo, daddy, don't you got something to do? You're welcome. This nigga, you real fucking saucy with your fucking tone of voice. All right, nigga. You're welcome. What the fuck you with? You're welcoming me. You little fucking heifer. What do you want? Some fucking DoorDash or some shit? Fuck you. Oh, my bad. All
right. It's time. Cue the white woman. Just go ahead and cue the white woman.
You gotta go.
You put some money in my account so I can give you, know what I'm saying, something from Cheesecake Factory. I mean, motherfuckers are social distancing with Cheesecake Factory. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck up out of my face. My bad. I'm sorry.
You vented? You needed a moment to vent?
I'm sorry.
You wanted us to listen to you?
Fuck you. You the white woman, nigga.
So, we will be back here next week. We will be talking about love languages. Everybody has their assignment. You all heard.
Right. That's it. I remember now. That's it. That's the shit you said. Right. Love languages. Love signs.
You know what?
That was it. I know if I heard it, I remember it.
Charlie, good night, y'all. Just good night.
Oh, God.
Good night.
I remember it.